Usable Plants Pavilion. In this pavilion, we recreated subtropical conditions, as the majority of the plants gathered here originate from this climatic zone. There are also some plants from other climatic zones, but they all have one thing in common. They are usable and useful to people and have had a tremendous impact on the economy. Almost each species presented here has its own unique history, telling us how their properties were used by people. You will find specimens whose parts or fragments are familiar to you from your daily use. You will have an opportunity to see the whole plant here, not just a mere fragment. In the central part of the pavilion grow citruses, the plants that have played a big role in the economy for centuries. There are species which yield fruit weighing over 2 kilograms, as well as species producing fruit weighing just several dozen grams. A subsequent group presented here consists of spice plants. Next to the huge banana palms, there is a point on the educational path where our guides explain to organized groups all about spice plant types and the role they play. There is cardamom, laurel, clove, and of course pepper. The most famous of all is the black pepper, which is a vine plant. Its seeds, having a distinct pungent and spicy flavor, have been known since antiquity. In shops you can get black pepper, whose tiny corns are collected before ripening, and the pericarp gets wrinkled and ferments in the process of drying. The white peppercorns come from the same species, but from the ripe fruit, whose outer fleshy layer has been removed. One of the latest purchases for this pavilion has been the rubber tree, the tree that produces rubber latex. On the trunk of the exhibited specimen, you can see characteristic cuts or notches resembling those on pine trees used to obtain resin. The biggest plant in this pavilion is undoubtedly the banana palm, which is no tree in fact, but a perennial plant growing out of the underground rhizome. It produces one of the most impressive leaves in the flora world. All this can be admired with background sounds of really exotic birds. Our regular visitors will certainly take notice of all the changes happening in this pavilion throughout the year.